This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A federal judge has ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress in a setback to U.S. President Donald Trump's effort to keep his top aides from testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The former White House counsel was a vital witness in Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election meddling and President Trump's efforts to squash that probe. In interviews with Mueller's team, McGahn described the president calling him at home in June of 2017, directing him to tell the Justice Department that Mueller had conflicts of interest and should be removed. Mueller's report said McGahn declined the command, deciding that he would resign rather than carry it out. After the episode became public, Mueller's report said the president demanded McGahn dispute news reports and questioned why he had taken notes of their conversations. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg returned to the court after a health scare this weekend. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back after a two-night stay in the hospital. The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is attending an annual fall classical music program that she's presided over for more than 10 years. Ginsburg was taken to Johns Hopkins Hospital on Friday with a fever and chills. She was treated for a possible infection with intravenous antibiotics and fluids. The justice has had cancer four times, twice in the past year. She underwent radiation treatment in August for a tumor on her pancreas and had surgery last December to remove a growth on her lung. Jennifer King, Washington.
Two people were killed in clashes with police in eastern Congo on Monday after protesters in the town of Beni set fire to the mayor's office and several United Nations buildings. The protesters are angry over a new round of violence by suspected Islamist rebels. And the U.S. has called its ambassador to South Sudan back to Washington for consultations over disappointment with the delay in implementing a fragile peace deal. VOA News.